Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Borderless Minds podcast. This is again your favorite host, Jadot, and my guy here, Christian. And we would like to thank you very much for giving us a bit of your time to watch this video, listen to us at the time, whatever you're doing at the moment. While you're doing that, please go ahead and follow us on social media. We're on TikTok and Instagram with the handles at the BM Pod, THEBMPOD, at the BM Pod on TikTok and Instagram. That goes the same for our YouTube channel. If you're listening to us to podcast platforms like Apple and Spotify, go ahead and just subscribe and follow us. That way you can just keep getting notifications as we post any new content. Same thing for YouTube. Turn on the notifications for after you subscribe. Share that with your friends. We do appreciate your support in everything, feedback-wise and words of encouragement that we've received so far. That's what keeps us going. Also, would like to thank our first guest from the previous episode, Kenin Hwari. He was amazing, shared his story about like how he got into business from going to school, high school here in the US, and then went to college here and then decided to pursue entrepreneurship back home in Rwanda. And so we thank him for giving us that perspective of what he chose and why he chose that journey. If you haven't caught up on that episode, go ahead and watch that before you watch this one. Again, thank you very much for your time. And previously on our episode with our guest, we talked about first week in the US. We talked about enrolling for classes, attending orientation, and all those things. But now you're on campus, you're getting ready to start your semester. What was it like here for you? What was your expectation versus like what did it feel like?
The expectations. Yeah, it was just getting used to the fact that I'm not in New York. I think that's the main disappointment, but I would feel like I was still excited because I was still here and I got to meet a lot of people. Like I said, last time we chose classes at the advisor was very helpful because he said, please choose 12 credits. That way you can be able to adjust and learn everything on campus just to be able to just adjust to a new life because it's college, mm-hmm. It's not high school. And the big difference was the fact that you don't go to school the whole day. Same as back home in high school where you start from, I don't know, like
7:30
in class and then you don't leave until probably 4:30 around the same time. But college, you choose your own classes, your own schedule. If you don't have a class, you get to decide what you want to do with it. So however responsible you are or not responsible, you're going to find out because like parents are not there. You there by yourself. You there just figuring out things. And that was the first time I was on my own and I was excited about it. I was seriously excited just to be on my own because I never went to boarding school back home. So I was just happy to be on my own because I was really curious to know, like, to find out like who was I gonna be during the whole time. So again, excited but disappointed in West Virginia, but we made it happen for years. And then 12 credits for classes.
That was your first semester.
First semester was just 12 hours, so I had a lot of free time for me like during the whole semester. But the other thing is I was trying again through the basketball team.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
you.
I had time. Like every morning we'll wake up, I would go practice with the team. It was like 4 a.m. in the morning, and then my first class on Tuesday was always at 8:15. So I remember going to run the first week when we started practice. I threw up. Like they made us run. Like I thought I was an athlete. But they made us run, they made us sprint. Like, it was a lot of things that we had to do. So you can imagine if you're going to class after just enduring that. And sleepy. My first class, first class, I know my mom is probably going to watch this. But it's passed anyways. But the first 3 weeks or 4 weeks, I was sleeping in my math class. The 8:15 class, I was sleeping. So I will go run around 4 a.m. and then we'll come back. we go get breakfast with the whole team, like just around around 6 or 7. That's when cafeteria. We're done. Yeah, cafeteria. We go get breakfast, and then actually the time that I would have my math class, I didn't have time to go take breakfast, so I would go straight shower and then go to class, and then I would start falling asleep. Damn. It was hard.
Like,
man.
Was this like easy math that you can? Okay, I can.
Yeah, it was calculus. Oh, that's another. Oh, yes, it was calculus, and I love math, so I was always good at math.
Was it like and your first class ever? Like
no,
on campus?
I've had it in high school, but it was my first class ever. Yes,
like in the U.S. In like, the U.S. Was that yes, your first.
Yeah, but we were repeating the same thing. It was repeating the same thing that we did in high school. So that's one thing I realized that. In high school back home, like we study a lot of things and they complicate things. I don't know if you did you realize the same thing? Because math we did in high school, that's the same thing we started repeating here.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just like my mind was not mature enough to understand all those complex matrix and calculus back home. Like when I was in like
11th
grade or what, it was like very too abstract. But when I got here and I started taking those, seeing those again, it was much easier. I was like, oh, this
was
is
repeating
what was
a class. Yeah,
this is what was giving me like a hard time. But I guess maybe like difference in how somebody explains it might be another factor. But yeah, because I remember like my first semester, like I told you I took a intro to music or something like that.
Yeah, you went to the wrong class.
No, it wasn't an actual class, but I like. We're going through the syllabus, you know, the first week you go through the syllabus you're going to have to go to a musical concert and make a report and what notes were played or whatever. And they're saying all these musical instruments that I have never heard of.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is not going to work. So, so then I was a week late.
Did you drop the class actually?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So like those, like, because I went to a different advisor. And I'm like, I'm a biology major. Mm-hmm. This is the class you should be taking. So I took biology class, a zoology class, a chemistry class,
so
an English class.
The whole classes you have taken the first
week
time, you dropped everything. Changed it completely.
Yes. Thankfully.
Thankfully.
Because it put me on a really good track. Because then usually you start off with like easy classes. Like
right.
I don't know how you call those like at your
school. Core classes. That's what we called them.
No, we call them general education classes.
General education.
So like those sociology, psychology 101, one of those classes. So like most people take those.
Yeah,
like
ahead,
you said,
just
to make it easier
to
for transition.
Transitioning.
But for
college.
Me, I just took chemistry and biology right away.
Right.
And it put me on track because like everything was take general chemistry 1 and then the next semester you take chemistry 2 and then you took organic chemistry. Then in the first 2 years I was already done with organic chemistry versus somebody else. If you don't take that first semester, you don't take organic chemistry 2 until your junior year.
Yeah, you have classes that repeat every year or
on
every
a cycle.
2 years on
a
cycle.
Yes. So like that's one of those things I got to learn as I'm looking back at it. I'm glad I started off like with those classes, at least it was easy for me. You mentioned like how we had...
How many credits did you have?
13 in the first semester.
Okay.
I did 13 and 14 first year.
Okay.
So it was like 27. And then after that, I mentioned that first year I didn't have a scholarship.
Yeah.
But then once you get a good GPA,
you're able to
they
get
could
that.
Apply a scholarship, and then I took more hours. Now I can graduate on time.
Yeah.
But with the first semester... I'm like, okay, let me get used to these things.
Mm-hmm.
And biology was one of the tough ones. It was a zoology class.
Yeah.
And English. Chemistry, I had seen that. You mentioned earlier, like, how things are tough back
things
home.
Things are
like,
tough back
school-wise.
Home, yeah.
So, like, I had seen that already. Like, the general chemistry that I saw in college, we seen that in
seventh grade. Yeah.
And even though it was in French, but it was...
And it was still like chemistry.
I could still see that, like the math, the different components. I'm like, okay, this I can adjust to. And for me, it was much easier to just do, okay, chemistry. I don't have to study that hard.
Right.
Because I've seen it before.
Right.
And I can focus on English, writing papers, because, man. And I've told you, like, if I...
English was not a language.
Like, no, it's not even just English. Like, just writing organized thoughts.
Oh, essays.
Boy, that was something.
How did that class go? Like, how did you end up with... Because you graduated with 4.0, so that means you got 4.0 in all your classes, including English.
Yeah,
how did that go? How did you make
it
happen?
I think I could... Because it was structured, so they would tell me, like, if you give me directions, I would follow them.
Okay.
So, like, they would teach you how to write.
Right.
So even though like things are like very rough in your head, like how they come up.
Yeah.
But like, okay, you go to see tutors, you know how they always
tell you. That's, yeah, same thing.
Make sure you go see a tutor.
But still, I did not get that.
And the professor was pretty tough, actually. Like,
you ended up with an A.
Yeah, surprisingly.
And first time writing essay. You never had that in high school, and man, it's like great.
The closest thing I came to was like, you had to do it like, we did that section in SAT. SAT has that
section.
SAT,
yeah.
But it was too fast. Like, it was
a small thing. It's not even like you have to give like a research paper.
But yeah, there was like books about like English composition classes where like,
so
okay,
reading
this is
about
like
that?
Introduction. This is how like APA, MLA, you know that. MLA.
I had to learn the hard way too. I didn't know.
Yeah, so like there was these books that you had to buy. Did you actually buy any books for your class?
The
when
first,
you first
year, yes. The first year I did.
All of them that you were required to
all
buy?
All of them, but I only had a few classes. And you mentioned 13, and I think mine was also 13. We had one credit for a Freshwire seminar.
We had called that like Ranger Connection class.
It was like a way to get used to the college and just tell you about the things. Mm-hmm. And so... my first year, and I mean the first semester, yes, I bought all my books, but it was only math, calc, yes, and then one computer class, and then one physics class, like all three. Yeah, I had. It was a.
You were not playing.
Yeah, it was a. I was an engineering major, so there was a lot of things that I had to take right away as well. But and then I had one simple. Those were three because it was three credits.
Four.
Yeah, there's
plus
another
that
class
one.
That I don't remember which one it is.
No, you said
I don't remember which class it is.
Calculus, math.
Math and physics. That's only nine. Then there was another class that I don't remember. Not yet. I did not take English right away.
Oh, wow.
I was scared of English. Always been. I still am. But I can talk. I can talk no matter what. You can give me a subject, I'll talk. But if
you
tell me writing.
For me, my thing was like, I could not. Like, I don't do well with time crunch.
Oh,
like, I needed, like, okay. Okay, this is due in a month. And then I can start working. I'll be like, okay, work on one paragraph
a week.
So it would take me time like to get those things.
I started realizing that I procrastinate a lot. I started realizing like, yes, I want to play basketball. So I'll make time. Like back in high school, first of all, my dad used to wake me up to go to school.
Sheesh.
So like in the morning, he'll wake me up. Like
late.
It's time to tell you that we're going, yeah, we're going to be late, but it was like, hey, it's time to wake up, go get ready, and then take a shower, eat, and then we go. Like, he used to wake me up, and I had an alarm in my head, but I never used it. So he used to come on my door, like, hey, we have to go, but now I'm in college, I have to do it for myself. And one thing that I liked is I used to take cold showers back home, like, before going to class. But man, when I find out about the warm
water,
the hot water that never goes away, I'm in love.
But I would like emphasize and clarify this. Our cold water is not U.S. cold water.
True.
Our cold water was room temperature water.
Room temperature water, yes.
But like here, when it's cold water, it's like freezing water.
Yeah, I tried to do that, especially like in the winter. I still try sometime to time, like when I want to wake myself up or like I have something that I really want to stay awake, like during the day, I take cold showers. And if it's winter time, the water is freezing.
Yeah.
But it wakes you up. It makes you more, I don't know, alert during the day. So I kind of like the burst of energy that it just brings right away.
You definitely
so I'm really
do not spend too much time in the shower. That's for sure.
No, I'm just there and boom, I'm out. But the shower. So now I'm adapting to all of that, where I'm doing all that myself, loving the water, loving the hot water, going to classes. And yes, I forgot what we were talking about now.
So we're talking about like the transition, like, okay, getting used to like the class and some of the things you liked here. Like, okay, you having to like pace yourself and be responsible.
Yes.
Okay, I have to wake myself up. I have to like go take a shower and then making sure like I'm there on time.
Coming to realize
that if you miss, you know, up three classes, you may drop a grade.
Oh, forgot that.
Attendance.
Yes, attendance.
Some classes may be tougher than the others, like in terms of attendance.
Mm-hmm.
It all varied with different professors.
Right.
But like, you cannot afford to go on academic probation as an international student.
As an international student, you lose that scholarship right away. But for some reason, because I was always in class, even back home, the first year I did not miss any class. I always went to all the classes. Oh. Like, I did not miss anything. I did not use... Like, when they announced that, like, because the first week is syllabus and they're telling you all these rules and everything mm-hmm. else, how I work with students. Yeah. Like, these are my core hours. Office hours, if you want to come and see me, if you want to talk about something. I respond better with email. Like, they tell you how you're going to work together mm-hmm. and what time you can reach out to them if you need them. And then they say, you can miss up to 5 or 4 classes. Yeah. Four classes mm-hmm. during this semester and you'll be okay. Once you start doing that, you lose grades and you start dropping a little bit. And then when they say that, I was like, oh, so I'm allowed to miss a class?
Is that an option?
I was like, there's an option to miss a class? I was like, but I did not do that because I was like, I'm used to going to class. I've always been responsible somehow, but I've always had my parents. But as I was on my own, that education, that... everything they told me, I kept going. And that's the first thing that I started even trying to establish in college the first few years is anytime I start something, I start finding out about a routine first. It's like, how can I adjust? Like, no matter what semester mm-hmm. or anything that is coming, even like I work here, like even now, I do better. I work better with a routine. So I wake up at this time. I'm a creature of habits. So that's something that I always have to have.
I feel like humans are always like that in a way, but yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I've heard people that like to be spontaneous. It's like, I don't like to be predictable. I'm like, I used to want to because somebody says it's cool to be predictable. Mm-hmm. I mean, not predictable because when somebody gives you like, you're predictable. It used to hurt my feelings. It's like, no, I can be fun because I felt like predictable somehow is related to not fun. I'm like, man, I work better that way. I know myself. Mm-hmm. I just want to have everything figured out. Not maybe figured out, but I like to establish that type of routine and I like to change them with seasons. But I know we're going to get into that. Wow. But did you figure out your routine? Like, did you see any difference between yourself in Rwanda, how you used to conduct yourself with now you being completely independent here in college? Like, did you notice any difference?
I do remember it was like a pivotal moment back home when we did like the national exam.
Right.
And I didn't do so well.
Right.
And I felt like I disappointed myself and my parents. They didn't, nobody said much, but I'm like, I can do better than that. I was always like a good student in school, but I realized I didn't apply myself after school. So whatever I learned in class, that was it.
That was enough, yeah. So, from class, you never studied back home? Like, I
do homework because I have to do homework. But like, not studying. Especially towards the last few years in high school, I didn't want to.
Yeah.
But then that national exam, I was like, okay, this is a wake-up call. Like, hey, let me make sure, like, I'm not playing no more.
Right.
And then I get to the U.S., I'm like, I got all this free time in between classes where I can actually, like, apply myself, like do this homework and learn these things. Oh man, I was like, I have so much time because high school, we're at school
the whole day. Yeah.
Now I'm like, I got all this time. I can do this. I can do that. Yeah. It was just much for me. My rule of thumb was always go to class.
Mm-hmm.
Think me. I could be wrong, but I'll be pretty close. At most, in my whole 4 years of college, I probably missed like 2 to 3 classes max.
What?
Yeah, like. My biggest thing was
you didn't,
like,
fall sick, you didn't go out, you
no. Like, for me, I was like, if I learned, my mentality was, I'm in class and I learn it, I'm gonna spend the least amount of time outside
studying.
So like, if I missed a class, I spent so much time trying to catch up, like, okay, what did I miss, versus if I got it from the quote-unquote horse's mouth, then I'm like, okay, now I know what they said, I make notes. Like, it's much easier. It was so much easier for me. So like, I missed class one time because of work. I overslept. I never did it again. And I think that might have been the only class that I missed that I can remember. The one class.
At least that's still a valid reason. Like, you went to work and you missed class.
No, I took a nap and then it was like 5 hour nap. Five hour nap.
You used to. What was your job?
Like, I worked at a hospital for medical facility, hospital that was nearby, had a I did a night shift.
Night shift.
So I would do like 11 p.m. to 7 a.m.
And that makes sense. And why you would want a nap back before going to class?
And then I took, I had a physics class that morning at 8 a.m. So I would like come to the dorms, shower, and then go straight to class at 8 a.m. physics. And then I had 9 a.m., which was like a physiology anatomy class.
So what semester is this?
No, by the time I started working, it was my second year.
Second year is when you started having that.
Because I was in organic chemistry, so yes,
that was the second job. Year. And you took CPT and started working at the hospital.
Yes, because the first year I didn't work.
You didn't.
The first year I was I want to get used to the system.
Before we get to that, night shift and combining work and class, because that's tough. So the first year you did not work?
I want to get used to the system because my English was horrible. Boy.
How did you get around?
I mean, you guys might have heard some of the episodes, previous episodes about how trying to get around getting a cab or trying to think you know English, but you don't. And everybody making you repeat yourself.
Yeah, five times.
I'm like, I don't feel comfortable. But I was like, okay, let me at least use the first semester, getting familiar with my accent or making sure I'm able to understand people.
You're comfortable even talking in public or with
people. So I was
the
first year, that's it. And then as soon as summer hit, I'm like, yeah, now you gotta buckle up. Yes. And that's when I started working that summer of 2015. Mm-hmm. So in 2015, I worked for the whole year under a CPT work permit.
Yeah,
because it was related to class, you had to justify
why you need the work permit. Yes, your advisor has to sign off.
How we had compliments your classes. I was taking anatomy and physiology class at that time, and working night shift 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. I would probably do it twice a week. Then I had to switch because once I missed that one class, it was an organic chemistry class.
Yeah,
I never did it again. So I was I'm gonna do it when I have a 9 a.m. class.
Oh,
so then I can just come from work at 7 a.m. shower, put my clothes on, but then just leave off a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Sleep in my bed for like a soldier.
Yeah.
For 2 hours and then wake up and then go to class.
Go ready.
But that time when I went to take a nap, I had physics class, physiology, and then I'm okay, I have a 1 hour in between. I went to the dorms to take a nap. I didn't wake up until 3 p.m. and the class was 11.
One time, and it's still justifiable on why, because you were tired.
That was the only one time I did it. I was like, never again.
I'm trying to think how many classes.
Intentionally in the missing class?
Intentionally, yes. I did. I remember the first time. So we, first of all, I never used to drink. Drinking age here is 21.
And back home, it's 18.
Back home, I don't think we even had age 18, at that time.
I said 18.
They say 18 right now because I think you need
but they don't really check your ID.
They don't check your ID, but you need an ID to get anywhere. So if you go into a club or a bar, they might check your ID just to get in. But at the time when we were younger, nobody checked your ID, except in some of those big clubs. Mm-hmm. But I never even used to drink at the time, in high school, because, I was an athlete. But things changed.
Weren't you an athlete in college here?
So I did practice with the school for the first 2 years, and then things took a shift when we went to writing goals. So it was right after, it was my sophomore year. So I did I practiced every time. I was always there, except one time that I missed practice. It was cold. It was cold, freezing. And then I think it was around this time, actually, November. And then it's 4 a.m. My alarm goes on. And then I'm like, okay, let me just go. And then in the room just itself, I had the little $20 blanket from Walmart. So it was freezing. I remember texting the coach and he laughed and they made it a whole actually joke all the time, this little African is cold, he can come to practice. And guess what, it was just a few minutes walk, it was a few feet away, from the gymnasium. But other than that one day and maybe a few others that I missed because maybe it's classes, but I was still practicing with the whole school. But then I couldn't play, or I couldn't actually continue to practice because I had to redshirt I told you I had missed my diploma and I got a certificate, but I never even took it and showed them. And the NCAA eligibility realized that I was also Cambridge that I had done in grade 10. So that's, they thought that, oh, you graduated in grade 10, because like I said, once you have that Cambridge certificate, you can actually apply to universities. That's something that I didn't know. So to them, they were considering the Cambridge, and it looks like there was a 1 year gap that I wasn't really in school. So they were like, if you don't show us the diploma, then that's what we're going to take. So I wasn't eligible the first year to do anything. Oh, damn. Then second year, I'm eligible. So I had to redshirt. That's what they call them. It's like one year where you're not playing. Redshirt. So I did a redshirt on the first year. Then the second year, I was like ready. I'm like, yes, I'm going to play. I still wasn't like as the same level. But I had hope. I got this. And then we went to, it was pretty much like in August, and then practice just started. We have a few people that just came, and I'm a sophomore, and we have freshmen. And we go to this little room, like the coach calls us after classes. So we already like started practicing, and then he's like, okay, because there was like for 2 months, everybody's doing conditioning, just conditioning. And then before we start like skills and everything, he was like, oh, hey, just come to the room. I want to tell everybody just to set the expectations and things like just how the team is going to go. And then before, he was like, I want everybody to write down the goals for this year, like in terms of basketball. Like, what do you want to come out of it once the season ends? Everybody wrote their thing, and then we came back the next day, and he started reading. And we had people that was, I want to win a championship. I want to win this division. I want to take the school to this first cup. Like, people had, like, achievements that they wanted to bring. And I had mine. It was never read, but I'm glad they didn't, because I had, I want to make sure whatever role I have, if it's, even if it's practice squad, I want to make sure I play right. And that's, that was my thing that I wrote. And then when I heard all that, I realized I'm no longer in my league. Like, and mind you, like, back home, like, it's not to brag, but I was really good. Like, I was really good at basketball. Sure. If you want to hate,
that's, I know, we beat you. That's all I can say.
Anyway, only one time, but sure. When it mattered. When it mattered. But okay, yes, yes. But when I heard that, I realized that I was no longer the who I thought. Yes, I was a little dog in a big pond. In a big pond. I was like, yeah, literally. So to me, that was the time like I made the decision to say, hey, this is not going to be NBA that I wanted. So I was like, yep, I'm done with trying to be in the school team, because it looks like people have different goals. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want. And even up to now, if I'm at work and I'm not going to be one of the top performers, I'm just going to be like, yeah, what's going on? It's time to move on, or time to do, to switch things. Because if I can't be performing at my best or being at my best and just be like, yeah, I'm doing this, I'm out. So that's the same thing with basketball. I was like, yep, this is it. I'm done. I still played at the time, but I stopped practicing and I focused on computer science, which was also whooping my butt.
You're behind?
My butt. Yeah, so I got a little more time. So no more waking up at 4 a.m. So that's when I was like, yeah, Winterman, yeah.
Okay, so that's how you became a scholar instead of an scholar. Athlete.
I wouldn't still call myself a scholar, because it looks like you graduated 4.0 and I graduated with that. But I'm not gonna mention. We're
in the same place.
life is different. Like, who you think you're gonna be when you're at that age is never what happens now, because you still gotta. We'll shoot another one in five years,
and then we'll just reassess. Reassess.
Yeah.
But so yeah. So you're talking about like, okay, your first semester, some of those adjustments. What was some of the toughest things to adjust to when you first got here?
Toughest.
Or biggest thing, like
food.
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 Okay.
Food.
So what? Give more details.
Man, like, I was excited to eat a burger. I was excited to eat pizza. Like, I was excited about that. Like, I loved it. Like, you go to cafeteria, you have all these burgers that are available to you. You have pizza every time. You got grilled cheese. Like, the first time that I'm seeing all some of these things that I never had before. And I'm, like, enjoying that, like, as I eat. And then every morning, I was drinking milk. Like, people here, they drink soda out of as if it's anything.
On a fountain.
And you get refills all the time. It was different. For me, I've never... We have sodas only when there's like a... it's bottles. When there's an event. Thank you. You go to a restaurant, maybe I'm going to order a soda.
Yeah.
That's what we have. But to me, in the morning... Yeah, they have cups that you feel refills. But to me, it was... Anytime I'll eat, I'll just have milk because that's what I was used to. People used to make fun of me because I'm like,
milk. Need some milk.
But they used to call me a baby because I always drink milk. So every morning, breakfast, whatever is on there, it's omelet. Like at least breakfast was similar to what we had. Like it was omelet, maybe. There were cereals that were available. And then I would drink milk, of course, all the time. A glass of milk all the time.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, milk all the time because that's what I was used to. I never drank soda. I didn't like it as much.
Wow.
But yes. So now I like breakfast. But at lunchtime, I stopped getting tired of eating burgers and whatever, grilled cheese or pizza. I'm like, I'm done. I just like on the fourth week, I remember I saw like, so we had different
sections
of food. So you have where there's a buffet, they like a different new things, or you can eat buffet. And then there's also a time where there is like specials for the day. So like
so you have a special meal for that day.
And then you have like where the grill is, you have where the oven is for the pizza. So like it's lunchtime, and then I see the special for today. There was rice, there was beans, there was other veggies.
That's a staple.
To me, yeah.
That's a staple. Rice and beans.
Rice and beans. I'm like, I missed this. I saw it. I'm like, this is what I'm going to get. Like nothing else. I remember even asking the person, because like the whatever is happening for that day, the special for the day, there's always somebody who's going to put it on your plate. It's not like something you can just go, no. Only the salad is where you can get your stuff.
For us, it was different. You could get everything you want. You can make a sandwich. There was a sandwich section.
Yeah, there was a sandwich section that you can make. But like the special for that day, like somebody was always putting something.
Yeah.
And then I remember even like pleading, like, please, can I get more rice? And then they put more rice, and then they give me beans. Like that's all I had, and my milk, of course. And then I go to that.
You had a milk for lunch too?
That breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
For context, it's a normal thing back home in Rwanda. Like having a glass of milk with everything. That was our snack as kids. You wake up from your nap, you get a cup of milk.
Yes. So I'm like, yep, I got my plate. I go sit down. I still remember just how disappointed, because it feels like all the emotions are coming back. Thing was just, it was sweet.
Oh, yes.
It was sweet. I remember taking the bite. I'm like, oh, no. And then that's the first time I was like, I miss home. because of the food. So I was like, yeah, I threw it away. I went back and then I got a burger again. And back to...
But very curious.
It's like, this is what you asked for. You're here. Just
you remember
eat that.
What they call here, like first semester here, like freshman 15? Did you ever experience that?
What's freshman 15?
You ever heard of that? Like freshman 15? So like the freshman 15 is like the 15 pounds you gain as a freshman.
Like, I was running every morning. I never gained. I actually lost...
Oh man!
So there is a say.
It's called freshman 15. So it's basically the first freshman year in college. You gain 15 pounds.
Really? Because of the food that you.
Yes. And adjusting. Yes. So how most it's a thing. Like I knew it was a thing.
Did
like,
you actually do? Did you gain 15?
Mine was like both. freshman 25 was 30. Because just like you just said.
Yeah.
Like, I just go to this cafeteria. And
everything is available
like,
to you.
And I can just, like, put on as much and then go back as many times.
Yes.
Boy. Like, is this heaven?
So, heaven? Like, food? As much as you can eat?
Bro, like... And I know you guys, like, used to eat, like, back home. Like, you guys were, like, the champions when it came to eating. Like you were like,
let's not bring that part.
I'm saying like for context, I'll tell you why I'm saying that.
Okay.
But like, I'm used to like being around people
who eat. Yes.
And so like the only thing that I'm familiar with food wise is just like burgers, pizza, fries.
Yeah.
And this boy is, I'm putting everything on the plate. Give me two sizes of pizza.
And the burger.
Give me a burger. Give me some fries. Like, I'm not playing.
You're having a burger and...
Bro, like...
And so, fries. Okay, so that at least that's one thing that goes together. And you're adding pizza?
I didn't care. I'm like, we're eating good in this house.
That's a different...
So, like, remember how I told you, like, okay, for the table you see that is, like, African
yes,
kids.
Yes,
like
yes,
international students.
Yeah.
So I sit down, they see my baby, like, who is this guy? Like, this boy can eat. But I'm like, these guys cannot eat. Like, my friends always, my like, friends have, like, a plate full of food.
Yeah.
So these guys yes. are just, like, playing with me.
But it wasn't different type of food. It was, like, one food. It's, like, rice. It's a lot of rice. If you're getting beans, it's a lot of beans.
Yeah.
But that's a burger. Fries, yeah. Maybe that's
bro,
a meal
I didn't
that goes
care.
Together.
Like, I was just, like, pizza? Eating everything. And then, to finish it off, chocolate chip cookies.
Dessert. It's bro. Like, yeah, I'm having...
And you can take as many as you want.
Yeah, you can, yes.
You can eat
yes,
in there.
Yes.
Oh, man. So I remember, like, and this is all, like, during the first semester. So, like, we're getting ready to go to church, and, like, all the international students and everything. I put on my shirt, I'm like, hey, this it's thing not is not, it's not closing. I'm like, oh, so we got to change.
In your first semester?
Yeah.
Oh, that semester is 6 months. Well, yeah, five.
4 months.
4 months.
So that's from April to, August to December.
December.
Oh, bro, like.
Your shirts man. Are not fitting anymore.
Bro, I was eating good. I'm not going to lie. Like,
but
like
yeah,
on my way out of the cafeteria, I'm grabbing like 6 chocolate chip cookies to go to the dorms. By the time I get to the dorms, they're gone. I was eating good. But, and then I did meet this American guy. He was a football player. He was part of my freshman class. And he started like, okay, he's like cool, very cool dude. Like, I mean, I wish I could text him. Like, I don't even have his number, but he's very cool dude.
Right.
And he was like, you know, we would sit together. I would, you know, talk about different things, where I'm from, what, you know, different things in the U.S., how things work and everything. So we'll go to watch football games together. And then that's when I started getting interested in football, like American
oh,
football.
Yeah.
So he would say, oh, this is what happened. This is what's happening.
Now you're in and the culture.
So then he was just like, you know, he took me to the gym the first time. And it's like, oh, this is how this works. This is how this works.
Oh,
it's different machines.
The yeah.
And then that's when I got to find out, like, fries are not healthy for you. I'm like, what?
Oh, you found out in the gym? Or he
no,
told
like,
you?
Like, yeah, when I got to the oh, U.S. Like, yeah. You know, back home, like, it's a staple. Like, you got to have fries on your plate.
For us, it was a privilege. Like, yes, the day we eat fries, it means we have a guest
good,
or is it something.
You're
yes. If you're eating good, fries is always something that you
yes.
Add.
So yes. I'm like, I thought it was like a good thing. And then I'm like, no, it's not, they're not good for you. It's like not healthy.
That's why he's, okay. He started like, educating you in
yeah.
your nutrients.
So then I started like okay, being a little bit more conscious okay. of what I was eating. And then in okay. our cafeteria, I had this like hibachi style section
right.
where they
yeah.
can make like stir-fried vegetables.
Right.
And fried rice where they can just put in a bunch of veggies as well. And which was good because like you could like, put this in
and just
rice and then it tastes good as well.
Yeah.
So I started like being mindful but I still ate them cookies.
but yeah, whatever
freshman 25
here.
For me. Man, like I was like, bro, like I was going a couple of times like, oh, this guy can eat. Like I was surprised on how my friends were surprised and
how much
eating.
You were eating.
I'm
yeah.
like, this is normal. Like, I'm just like, if you saw my friends, you would not even think like I'm anything. Because I know you guys eat.
I was not eating like that, though.
I'll try to find a picture and just like clip it into one of the
don't be
the,
putting
the
me on
snippets. Like,
that was teenage time when
you
were growing.
Eat, like, nah,
I, sure. I was, first of all, I was running a lot as well. I was playing. So there was a yeah. lot of things that I was doing. So I was burning a lot of calories. So I needed food intake.
But
like here, man, like yeah. everything that tastes good is not good for you. So, we talked about university. Like, can you tell us now what you eat? Like, is it still the same way?
No, like, I'm very, like, I mean, I eat as clean as I can.
As you can,
so, like,
yeah.
That's meal enough. Prep going to work and everything. Like,
no
I
more burger and pizza at the same
nah,
time.
Nah, like, I only do that when I'm eating out. And I eat out, like, maybe once every 6 weeks.
Okay.
So, like, it's not a thing anymore. But... Yeah, I mean, I'm like now it's part of my lifestyle. Just like working out is a
lifestyle. Yeah.
But man, that first semester, I was.
You said freshman 25. I didn't
like
even
30.
Know that. Say,
bro, I'm surprised you never heard of freshman 15.
I know I've never heard
of
it.
Oh man,
I was always running, so I never had any.
No, but
issues.
Still, even if you're running, like you put on weight because like you got all this unlimited food.
I lost weight. The fact that
you
they were making
because you're a picky eater. I'm sure.
I was eating. I mean, I was still eating, but not pizza and burger. But I was still eating a burger. I was still eating fries, and yeah, I only became a picky eater after. Because I was like, I wanted to eat everything that I've always seen on TV. Like, I wanted to try everything. And so anytime something is new, so I would eat that. If I see it, and most of the things that are in the cafeteria are a little bit more greasy, on the greasy side. Yeah. So I was still eating that. But I was running a lot.
So as we're talking about this, like, how long would you say it took you? I know we're just talking about like our adjustments to food and some of the biggest things.
Food was tough.
But like, how long would you say it took you to like adjust to the language, how getting used to the language barrier?
Language for me wasn't a big deal. Really? Not as big. Yes, I still had a few people that would ask me to repeat. Even now, I still have a few words that I would say and people would be like, what? So it still happens, but it wasn't as a big deal. I was always with basketball players, so I was always talking with them eventually, but it wasn't as connected would, like, though. I liked my Africans. Saying. Yes, except for a few words they would ask. And then I met this guy that used to run track. He was from Philly. That guy, I never understood anything he said. Like, he was just talking fast. He was not finishing all the words. Like, I think that was, even now, I still remember, like, I couldn't catch most of the things he was saying. I kept asking, like, what?
Yeah, I would say for me, it took me about a year and a half to feel comfortable. Like, I can go to any state by myself and survive.
Oh.
It took me about a year
really?
And a half. Like, to be able, like, I can understand anything that anybody's telling me. And right. I can be able to, like, say something without having to repeat myself 5-6 different times.
I see.
It took me about a year and a half.
Okay.
I started working, like, a year into my arrival here. So, yeah, about a year and a half,
about
I was
year,
like, I
you
was
were comfortable to say, I can be.
Like, yeah, I can go anywhere by myself and just be okay. Did, versus.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to ask, like, did you have a car to go to your job? Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I bought a car, my first car.
How much?
It was $900.
But it ran.
It got me from point A to point B.
And that was enough.
And I would put in like $20 gas. And it would last me 3 months.
That's another thing.
It was a small town, so I wasn't going nowhere. It was like a local car. I couldn't go to Oklahoma City with that. So it was like a local thing. But
that's another thing that surprised me here, that every kid had a car at 16 years old. It was like...
You know how like we used to like walking back home, like you go
walk
home almost everywhere?
Yes.
Because I mentioned that in previous episodes, how we were close by a McDonald's.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I can always walk there.
Walk there.
But the more I spent time here in the U.S., I always started like taking rides to go to McDonald's, even though it was across the street.
It was across
the street. Because it's just like, it became a norm for me.
Yeah.
But man.
So you became American?
Funny story about like McDonald's, streets, getting used to like the system here, like addresses and street names.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm trying to like get my Wi-Fi set up in my dorm because we had to like buy equipment. It was already hooked to internet. But you have to get your own modem and router.
Okay.
That way you can have Wi-Fi in your room.
Yeah.
But it was already like prepped. So I go get my router, my modem, and you have to go get it registered, and then I have to get my router.
Did you get it at a store or at the
campus? I have to go get it on Walmart. So I got the modem on campus, but I have to go get it registered.
Right.
And then get a router that way it can be Wi-Fi for your laptop and phone and everything. And so I talked to this guy, this one of the African guys. He was from Ghana. So I think the first time he took me to like Spectrum, that was the service provider.
Right.
And I go there. I'm like, okay, you remember where we went? Because it was walkable distance. It wasn't too bad, like 10 minutes.
It's like you got this for you, yeah.
So he was like, okay, it's on McDonald's Street. Go there and you find around the corner. Okay, so there was McDonald's.
Yeah.
So then that's why I'm just using it as a landmark. So like, okay, this McDonald's, I just keep going straight.
Yeah.
Instead of taking a left.
Yeah.
Because it was McDonald's, it had an intersection nearby.
Yeah.
There was two streets. So then instead of going left, I just kept going straight. But then I'm like, remember, this is Oklahoma in August. It's hot. It's 105 degrees Fahrenheit. So which is basically in Celsius about 30, 31, 32. I think.
Yeah.
So it was hot. I had never been too exposed to that kind of temperature. Definitely, like back home, it never gets that hot.
Yes. Yeah. And humid.
Man.
It can get hot, but it's not humid.
Bro. So I keep going. It's almost like on a highway, but not a highway. I'm like, this does not look familiar. So I keep walking. So at this time, I'm sweating.
Yes.
But I'm like, it shouldn't be this far.
Yeah.
I realized I went the wrong route. I'm like, I'm going to Walmart. It was like a mile away. So then I'm thinking, bro, so I'm struggling to walk this much and I still have to come back. Bro. I'm like, so this is my welcome to America moment. Like, bro, like
you're on your own, struggling.
Like my shirt is like sweaty all the way to the pants.
Yes.
Like
it's hot.
And I got to a point, I'm like, I go to a gas station nearby, Walmart,
yeah,
and I see two guys that I had seen on campus. Their faces look familiar.
Oh,
they're football players.
Yes.
I don't even know what I said, but I asked for help. Like, could you please give me a ride to Walmart?
Yeah.
I don't know how I said it, and I don't know how he understood it. I don't even know his name. But if I meet him,
you're going to thank
him. First drink is on me, because dude was so nice. He was a football player.
Yeah.
I got in his car, took me to Walmart. He took me to the aisle where to get that router.
Oh.
Put me back in the car. We went to the first place I was supposed to originally go to, which was way too far.
Yeah.
He helped me register that thing, and then he took me to the dorms. I was like, man, that dude was so like cool. Like he didn't even sweat it at all. I'm like, okay, you're welcome, man. That's it.
Yeah.
Just went his way. I'm like, otherwise, I would have died that first week. Like, that was it.
Sweating.
Bro.
Yeah, heat stroke is something that is really
That was
weird.
My first exposure to having to know how to read street signs.
Because
you know how like you have like a little thing that says McDonald Street, and then the other one is going to have like its own name.
We didn't have them back. Because
You know, you say like, hey, go to the
this,
yellow house,
building,
then
and then take a left. So you're looking for that.
Okay. I walked for like a mile. I was like, I did not come here to struggle like this.
In August, that means it's like just a few weeks since you got here.
Yeah, that was like the first week. First week. I was like, never again. Never again. But anything else? Did you have anything else? I know we're talking about like addresses, street names.
But what about like... You talked about the changing currency into...
Currency. What about like metric system? Like miles,
Miles. Yeah, so we can start with the currency.
Do you still do that or no?
We can,
Do you still like have
for
to,
miles? Like... Miles, actually, I use miles because if I'm going to run, even like the app says miles. So I don't know. If you tell me kilometers, I'm not gonna understand.
What about?
But the Celsius and the Fahrenheit, I'm still struggling.
Really?
If you have to say Fahrenheit, I'm like, please. So I use Celsius.
So
even
I use
my
Fahrenheit.
App. Good for you.
I don't understand Celsius now.
So you completed the task. No, I still want to have my roots. But yes, miles is the only thing because I'm forced to the app uses that, and even when we're with the team, they'll use miles. I'm still struggling with yards,
yards
is still something that
I
know.
It's almost
know.
Close to meters, so I always say
it
1 year.
Never
one
makes
meter.
Sense. I have no idea about meters. If you I don't understand yards, and now you're gonna tell me meters. I have no idea because I'm completely detached from meters. I don't know meters.
What
you can tell
to
me
stay
miles.
To your roots.
Oh yes, I did with the degrees. Celsius. So I can understand Celsius. If you tell me Fahrenheit, it takes me a minute to adjust to what are you talking about?
Yeah, for me I have to come up with a system. Like, okay, miles to kilometers is 1.5. So if you say, okay, I'm going 60 miles an hour, I just do 60 divided by 2, 30, and then add that to 60. That's 90 kilometers per hour. Yes. So 1.5, even though it's like 1.659. And then...
Wait, can you start again? So you have miles, it's 60 miles an hour. And then how
so
do you...
So it's like 1 mile is 1.5 kilometers in my head as a rule of thumb.
Okay.
So then that's how I'm...
you're able to...
And then with temperature, I have to come up with like a number for each. So like 10, 20, 30, 40. 0, 10... And then have
at what
like,
point did you do this?
I mean, because in my chemistry class, we have to learn how to convert things.
4.0 GPA.
So then I don't like, because Fahrenheit to Celsius is like a very complicated thing. It's like fractions and stuff. But I'm like, I had to know different temperature. Okay, 0 is 32.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
I think
10,
that's the only thing I know.
10 is like 50. And then 20 is like 68. And then 30
oh,
is like
Oh, so you have like
something.
A point of reference
and
of
then
the things
I'm like,
that
if you're in this
to,
range.
You're in this range, then you can...
That's what I have to come up. And then pounds and kilograms is like...
Actually, yeah,
two,
pounds,
oh,
I
2.2.
Know pounds. I know pounds because gym.
Yeah,
and that's
so it's
what
2.2
I use. So kilograms, I have no idea.
Times. So like 1, 1 kg is 2.2 pounds. And then, so it almost multiplied by two-ish. So it's always like a rule of thumb to help me understand.
I never bother because I never use it.
I mean, remember, like, you had runners around, so, like, you could stay in contact. For me, anybody that was around...
They were using all of that. So you had to...
So, like, that was the only thing. So that's why English got better, like, so fast. Because, like, that was the only surviving language.
Language, English, yeah. All the time. No, I think the only thing... currency was the main thing that took me a long time to adjust. Long time, probably like a whole year.
To stop converting?
Trying to convert. No, the first semester. I'm lying. I think the first semester. Because even anytime we'll go to get groceries, so we had a few friends that had cars, so I would always ask for like
a ride.
Like, hey, can we go? And then they would see me struggling. Like, they got their groceries and I'm still there. Trying to find, like, what am I? This is too expensive. Like, you can't buy anything. Like, even water is like
$2. Like $2 for a loaf of bread.
Times I think it was 800 at the time.
Five or six.
I'm like, that's not how much the bread costs back home. So I'm trying to change all this. They started calling me sheesh. Because I would always take a long time trying to find the cheapest thing to buy. What's the cheapest bread? Oh, what's the cheapest water? Like, I took time to be able to find anything that I want to buy, and times where I would not buy anything because it's too it looks too expensive if I'm trying to convert. But I think the first semester is when I stopped, but it took me a while. But for the whole semester, I was called sheesh in the African community.
To mean stingy, that's what it means.
My mom told me you're not gonna spend money there, so I was trying to follow what she told me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have. And I wasn't working either. Yeah, the I was first gonna time, ask.
That
so
was gonna be my thing. Like, how long did it take you to like get a job?
I got my job after my, I think, in my second semester. But the first one, people talked about getting a job. I did not. Because I was trying to get the ones that were always available for everyone was the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Like, you want a job? Go to the cafeteria.
That was my first one. And that's how, because you need a job.
You need offer to apply for social security. Yeah. I went to do that. Like, that's how I got my social security. Mm-hmm. I went to say I need a job. They gave me a job offer.
Offer letter.
And then I went to start applying through the... everything for the social security. I got my social security. I never went back. And then, because the good thing, I was in the basketball team, there were jobs that were like more aligned or more given, like prioritized. Yes, it was prioritized for the athletes because it was easier for them to study. Those desk jobs were always prioritized for the athletes because it would give them time to study and not like do manual physical labor because they still have to go and play or do whatever. So because I was in the team, there was a desk job that I got for at the gym, just clocking people in, people who forget your ID. Because to go through buildings, you got to scan that ID. So like there were time where you just sit at the front desk and you study and you do all this. That's the one I got. So I used the cafeteria to get my social security. Actually, I never went back.
Same thing.
And then I went on the wait list to get the job. Because people would get to school early just to get those jobs. So he was really fighting. And then I got lucky because once I was on the wait list, they put you on the wait list. Either it's an open position or an open time slot, they ask you if you're able to do it. And then I was like, great. But at the first one, I was only working 2 hours a week. Because it was just that competitive to get that one.
Dang.
And I didn't want to go to the cafeteria.
And it's minimum wage, right?
It's minimum wage.
Man. Yeah.
But after the next year, because I was now like a sophomore, so I knew the system. I knew I had to get there early and start applying early. So I started getting those more hours during that time. And then as a junior, same as you, for me, it wasn't sophomore though. As a junior, that's when I started using my CPT to go work as a tech assistant at a hospital.
Because I was a nurse assistant, like as my first gig. But not really first gig.
Yeah, you had
got a job
in
a cafeteria. In like the guy like gave me a letter, and then I had to like go to the school, like the office, and they organized like a ride to go to the Social Security administration.
Yes.
You get that, you get your Social Security, and then for some reason I could never talk to the hiring manager to get a schedule. Like I just kept talking to him, and then I'll get back to you. I think he didn't. like he would not be there. And then I went like, I was like, I needed that job. Like I need some money.
So for a, oh, how long
for like did a whole semester? I just kept chasing. I didn't work. Yeah. So I started working for looking for a job for the second semester, but it didn't work out.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't find a job. So yeah. Then I did some sort of training to be a nurse assistant, and then that was my first. But it was a minimum wage, and it was plus in the summer, so I could work, full time during the summer. During the summer. Then once school started, I just did like half part time for, you know, a few. Cause I think I only did like for 11 months because I wanted to make sure like it doesn't jeopardize my
OPT application.
Yes, my OPT document. And then after that CPT year, I worked on campus.
What were you doing?
I was a tutor. So that was.
So you never got the cafeteria one, but then you went to the CPT as I used the CPT for 11 months. Mm-hmm. But before we go to the next one, how are you managing night shift and school and still got a 4.0?
Managed. That was actually like the reason why I did night shift, because I didn't want to do anything during the day that would jeopardize my studies.
So you would study during.
I was like, if all I can sacrifice is my sleep, I can do that.
What?
Yes. So like my sleep schedule was so messed up. Like if I took, even I think, kind of like even to this day, like if I take a nap from 3 p.m. or later, it's hard for me to sleep. Now it's like back to normal-ish. But like back then, if I took a nap at 3 p.m., I would not sleep until 5 a.m.
What?
Because like...
So you sacrificed your sleep because that's... Oh, okay.
It paid more. So then it was like a little bit less quiet. Like, okay, you go into this facility, like you...
How did you get the job?
I had seen other people do it, so I'm like, okay, this, and it aligns up with my major. I can get my.
So your friends, the African ones, they were doing the same thing. So you went and asked.
So I was like, right apart, I'm like, okay, yeah.
So every African,
So like instead of making $7, $7.25 an hour, you're making 10, 12, 10, 11 hours. Nice. I was balling. Oh man!
What did you do with your money?
I bought a car and I bought an iPhone 5S. iPhone 5S. It was refurbished, but it wasn't brand new. But it was
like, still like an iPhone. Thing. Yeah.
Because I remember.
And you bought it with your own money.
Man, and like the guy that sold me the car, like he had a bumper sticker that said, "Don't laugh, it's paid for."
Yeah, because that's a flex. Because a lot of things here are just loan or credit.
But yeah, so like cafeteria, like I was trying to get like some sort of income. I was like, bro, like you gotta make some money somehow, somewhere. Because that first summer, man, brother was struggling on a one meal a day, just like because I can't. I think we talked about this, and we gotta talk a little bit more about like some of the restrictions. As an international student, you're not allowed to work off campus unless it's like
you have CPT, the CPT and the alliance with your major.
That is a 1 year thing, and
it has to align.
You can only work on campus. That's all you can.
And you have limited hours as well,
unless it's in the summer, where you can do like 40 hours. 40 hours.
Yeah.
But even the on-campus jobs were like all minimum wage. And minimum wage in Oklahoma was $7.25.
Same as West Virginia.
So like it was tough. But after I got that, I got like, so I only did like, not in the summer. Like I was just doing like four times. I mean, do like 8 hour shift, 5 days a week. Or 12-hour shift.
Of course, you don't have class that time.
Yeah, you don't have to worry. Like, that's all you can. If you can pick up any overtime, I'm like, give me that.
So what would... I know, like, because now everybody tries to manage, like, school and the job. And you say you sacrifice your sleep. Like, so you... Like, walk me through how you manage to say, I'm going to study.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do my assignments. I'm still going to study, go to work, and then only have a nap for 2 hours, three hours.
But like that was only twice a week in a weekday.
Oh, so you only worked just twice a week.
In a week, okay. And then once a week in a weekend.
In the weekend.
And with that, I would just like, okay, do everything before 6 p.m. Make sure you get everything done before 6 p.m., which is a lot of time.
So what was your social life? Like, did you go out? Did you do anything?
No, bro, like, I didn't go out because I didn't want to, not because I didn't have the option to.
Yes, but like you chose...
Like, it was a small town. I was like, that's not my thing. If I wanted to go out, I would go to Oklahoma City. But I said never.
This is some of the few times where I used missing a class. Because there was a Thursday, like it was college night in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then, like, people used to go all the time. And I was never the one to go, like, like I said, I never used to drink until 21 here, even
I mean,
as well.
It's okay if you lie.
I'm not lying. Why would I lie? I mean, yeah, I have
we're
no
gonna
reason
have to edit
to lie.
A lot of this ish.
That's not. I'm
that's
not
a
lying.
Lie. No, never mind. I'm sorry.
I started drinking at 21, and I remember who bought me my first drink. It was Run the Day, ATL.
Oh, ATL, I remember.
ATL. Yeah. Like, we drove 9 hours, we went out, and then this is, I think it was called Josephine or Josiane. I don't remember the actual
club.
Don't
put names out there now.
Oh, no, okay, the name mind. Of the okay, club. The name of the club was Josephine or something,
yeah,
Josiane.
Okay, I
don't remember. So we in, and I'm like thirsty. Like, I want a drink. Like, I want water. And then we go there. And then, no mentioning names. But he's like, what are you going to drink? I want water. He's like, I'm not buying you water. And listen, I was he's like, oh, please, just give me water. Like, I just want water. He's like, no, this is better. He gave me a Jack and Coke. And then I tasted it. He's like, this is actually good. So I started drinking then.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how...
No, that's how I got introduced. That's how I got introduced to alcohol. But now I'm very picky. Just same as what I eat, I'm very picky what I drink. So I'm not gonna drink anything
like
alcohol. But I liked going out. I liked socializing. I liked music. I liked experiencing clubs. Like it's college life. I'm like, I want to see all this. So it was like a Thursday. There was a college night, so we'll go out. Like, I never used to drink, so I'm like, yeah, we'll go. And people will go to Pittsburgh, and then we'll all car ride together, or however we used to do it. So we will go in Pittsburgh for a college night there. It was fun, man. But then we came back late because sometimes they want to eat. So now you stuck to them because you don't have a car. You're just going with them.
Yeah.
So people are just like enjoying themselves. So it took longer to get home, and I was tired.
Oh,
I
so
was
and then you
tired.
Bed, like, no
I'm like, yeah, I ain't going to class. So that's when I started realizing, like, okay, I can manage. Like, sometimes where I'll be like, yeah, I can't, I don't want to go to
for
this
me,
class because
like...
there's an exam that is coming. It's like, I was not able to study yesterday because either I was tired from practicing or I, like, it was fun because people come to your room. Like, this is not at home.
Yeah,
you in the dorm with everyone and just sometimes you're playing video games because we had people that had TVs in the room.
Oh, I
didn't have.
I remember, like, I seen people moving.
Moving, they
their...
come with the TV, man.
TVs and nice. I'm like.
Like, what? They bring their own chairs. I all have the same desk that they give me, the same
long,
chair.
Not to interrupt, but how long, we talk about like people moving in and adjusting to the college life. How long did it take you to just say, hey, I miss home, I want to go home?
When I...
Or you never
miss? I missed the food. But I felt like there was more experience that I wanted to have before I could go home. But I used to go home like every summer anyways, like during the life.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. I remember now.
So it was like, great, I'm here. But I was like, there's still like few things that I want to experience. There is the life that I thought in America I was going to have. I was in West Virginia. But still, like, there was things that I was like looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
So it made me like look forward to those that it didn't make me miss home, except for the food part that would come in, my parents anytime we talked, and few of you because sometimes we would also chat like, hey, I met the team, here's these pictures of a few things
remember,
that they gave me
that
the
video.
Gears so, and or a video, and then we would talk or chat. I'm like, I miss these guys, I want to go play, like I want to have, because even though I was like with the team, sometimes we'll talk, it wasn't really clicking. It was, yes, we're there because we're all together. We just came from practice. And we just like, yeah, something was always missing because that's when I started hanging out with the Africans more and more.
Yeah,
and I loved it. You can relate to
struggle,
and they understand. And we spoke French, something that I also missed.
Yeah,
so it was pretty cool.
Not
but
me.
How long did it take you for you to adjust? Like the life, like I'm here.
Oh, no, 2 years. 2 years were like... Now I'm in a, like,
2 years?
Like, I'm good to the life of the U.S.
Oh, to the life, figuring out yourself. Did you learn anything about yourself, like, that was different?
I didn't care much about, like, you know, the going out thing.
Okay.
But I would do, like, that, like, on a weekend if I did. And that was, like, to the city. But
to the city, not in, like...
I swore I was never going to do that again. No, not again. I never did it.
You never did it.
It was just, like, not a thing for me. And it was always surprising to see, like, some of the college classmates or friends like, oh, I miss home, it's been 2 weeks. I'm like,
2 weeks? Oh yeah, because most of them they drive
and
it's like 3 hours.
Mentally I'm like, I cannot afford to miss home, like, but also like I was okay here, like I was like, I like the life here, like
you like
myself. I'm like, I'm being responsible, I like the food, I like now. I was just like on the holidays.
Yeah,
just
freshman 25.
On the holidays, I would just like fly to you guys, like either West Virginia.
Oh yeah. That's another thing. I think we, yeah, that's there. A few more like when you get here, like the people you still relate to, like to travel because holidays, mm-hmm. like we have Thanksgiving that is coming and Christmas break that is also coming. Like, what were you doing during that whole time? I think is when we're gonna also establish. Like we just talked about adjusting and learning mm-hmm. the system, being on your own here for the first time. And away from home, figuring those alarms that you need to set. Yeah. You got jobs, but we're also going to talk about the life where it's holidays and you by yourself there. What's everything that is going through your mind?
Like nothing. Like for me, I'm like, this is not what I'm like. This is not my holiday because you know,
true,
like
Thanksgiving
Americans
is
like,
not.
It can be nice and like invite you to their homes or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But then if you're like, hey, what are your plans for Thanksgiving? Like we're not about to like celebrate Thanksgiving soon. And you like, no, I'm going nowhere. Like, oh, that's what I'm like, bro, don't feel sorry for me. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm
I know. It's like, I don't.
Like, I have my laptop. I'm going to go watch movies.
Right.
I'm going to eat. Like, I'm living good. Do not worry. For me, like, I can go buy little. Like, I don't need much. Give me food. Give me TV. I'm good.
And that's enough.
I'm straight.
Yes. But the was your cafeteria open?
No. But I could buy food. I had money at that
oh,
time.
Oh, you were. Oh.
I was balling. Just like Kenny and Bill Gates Jr.
Oh man,
but
that was
yeah,
a good
that was pretty much it. We're gonna as we kind of finish wrap up this episode. We talked about like okay, first adjustments to the U.S. first semester, some of our experiences of what we went through to adjust language barriers, how long it took us to adjust to the system in terms of metric system. Getting used to like driving around, how to buy groceries, getting rice from friends, you know, finding your community basically,
yeah.
And what clan you belong to, what can do you find yourself in most?
And the struggle just being on your own for the first time.
The struggle, how long did it take you to miss home?
The food difference.
The food difference, the good differences and the bad ones, some of the weight that was gained, some of the loss.
Some of the weight that was gained.
And some of the weight that was lost. But then as we transition to future episodes, now we're going to take it to like some of the documents we first looked out for.
Right.
Driver's license because I didn't want to carry my passport around.
Yes.
And social security. That way you can
social
get a
security.
Job. That was one
debit
of the
card
ones.
Was another big thing that you have to get for people to send you money, for your parents to send you money.
Oh, for me, did it straight to your bank or did you just do Western?
Mine did it to my bank.
Oh, wow. For me, I was always like...
Western all the time.
So I was withdrawing cash.
Withdrawing, like, you pay fees, like, you go... Oh, my God. But so either way, even bank, you pay fees.
I'll
but we can talk
like
more about
grand.
That.
I'm like,
those, yeah.
I'll go to the bank with 10 grand. Like, what if somebody stopped me here and just like...
10 grand? You were paying tuition as well.
Tuition,
oh, for yourself.
Yeah. So
oh,
like sending money to like for tuition.
Oh, they sent you... Oh, no.
Western.
Really? Mine was... my mom would pay through
from bank
whatever.
To bank. I mean,
from bank to bank.
Your mom has an
American
bank account.
Oh.
So for me, that could have been like extra fees. I'm like, send that money to Western Union. I would just like pay cash.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But so in the next few episodes, we're going to see... You're going to see some... we have some amazing guests lined up in the next couple of months. So
I'm
be
excited
on the lookout.
For you guys, man.
Oh, that being said, go ahead and like this video if you like the conversation. Put in the comments some of the things that you liked that we talked about, and feel free to just go in the comments on our social media platforms and just or DM us and share some of your experiences. We're more than happy to read some of those experiences and get some of that engagement going.
We have a lot to offer. We have a few things that are going to be coming that are going to be completely different than what we do
school
here,
life.
School
yeah.
life. We're going to have a few surprises, so very excited.
All right. That being said, again, thank you very much. Go ahead and like this video, subscribe to our channel, follow us
share.
On social media, share with your friends and your friends' friends and your mom's mom, friends and all that. and your parents and everybody. And tell everybody about us. And if you like any of our content, give us some feedback, whether positive or negative, we'll take it. Other than that, thank you very much. See you next time.
Thank you.